sir. Jeff on this end. I didn't catch your call sign.
And that is Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Papa Alpha. Headed towards, well, headed towards 85, going to Woodruff Road, get some chicken wings.
Yeah, I'm down here at Ware Place. At my house. Go ahead.
My place. That's a, I like that little area down there. Did you see that wreck there this afternoon?
What?
Did you see that car wreck there at the intersection this afternoon?
Negative. I hadn't left the house all day. We're at right there at 8 and 25.
Car. I was sitting there at the stop sign on Cooley Bridge Road, well, 247, and I was waiting to turn out, and I seen this car come flying by me. I was like, he ain't slowing down. And they, well, about 45 mile an hour, straight into the back of a car sitting at the red light.
I'll call all the time. Anybody get hurt bad?
Everybody out of the vehicle. There's a couple of firemen was right coming through there, too. They stopped and got the people out of the car, and they, boy was in the front passenger seat. Like, he's like a teenage boy. I think he banged his head pretty good, but I'm not sure. Everybody walked out of the car anyway. The car that was in the back, the one in the front, they seemed to be okay too. They were on down. The car rolled on down probably 100 yards. Well, turning out there on the way home from work, I come through there about 6:15 every evening, and I pulled out in front of a guy. I never saw him. I mean, he had to have been running 70 because, I mean, when I looked, there was nobody coming. I didn't see anybody, and all of a sudden, by the time I got out straight, this guy was sliding sideways, trying to keep hit me in the back end, laying on his horn. I never once saw him.
Here, about a mile on Highway 8 from 25, and every time I get a turn in my driveway, man, I start looking in my rearview mirror before I ever start to turn left in my driveway. I've nearly been hit so many times, it ain't funny. I start slowing down, and they start passing.
Where I grew up there, I was right there as you turn on the 247, they, right there behind what is your gas station, your newer gas station is the brick house they just remodeled right behind it. That was a mobile home. Yeah, my mobile home is right beside it. That's where we lived at when I was a kid back, you know, 35 years ago anyway. But yeah, now there was people that cleaned out our ditch all the time, pulling out of that old bar that used to be up there where Sammy Woods is at. Middle, and then in the middle eighth grade, I left. We moved to Simpsonville, and I went to Hillcrest.
Parents.
Catherine, that's who I lived with most of the time. My granny was Lily. She lived in the White House right next to us, Lily Catherine. And she lived right there across the road from the old swirl plant.
We go to church at Mal's Beach Springs.
He parks in that parking lot all the time.
It's a small world, ain't it?
It's a nice little area down in there, though. I like it. I know some of the Kings, you know, J.B. King, used to be on the old original gas station. And well, his nephew, Craig King, sadly, I used to run around with him and stayed in a lot of trouble with him.
J.B.
Pete's, there a little convenience store that was up there?
Good evening, sir. Careful, JQX.